This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, picture this. You're on your way to a football game, and reports surface that sheet metal is falling from the roof. So yesterday, the Cowboys decided to open up the roof for the first time in 2 years. And when they ran a test on it before the game, when they, I guess maybe it wasn't even a test, they went to open it, two pieces of debris fell. One looked like about a 10-foot by 3-foot piece of sheet metal came down from the roof.
Kind of feathered down.
Yeah. The other one fell, but got caught up there somewhere. And they had to eventually bolt it down. They had to bolt the thing down to make sure it wouldn't fall during the game. They proceeded to close the roof. After the game, Jerry Jones was asked about it. Here's Jerry's quote. Got a lot of wind gusts in this area this afternoon, and apparently that created some looseness up there. And then when we did try to open it up, the wind got in there and it exacerbated the looseness.
What happened was it got really windy. That's what happens out there in Texas. And it loosened up some things up there. Exacerbated looseness, and we had to just leave it shut. We wanted to open it up, but we had to leave it shut because of the looseness.
It was a case of looseness exacerbation.
Yes.
How would you feel headed to that game?
Not good.
Like if you were ever on the way to a game going and you heard this news and you're outside the stadium. You're in line to park in the parking lot. You got your, $95 parking pass, and you're going to pull in and make your 3/4 mile walk up to Jerry World. And you hear that there's pieces of sheet metal falling from the ceiling. Are you just like, this team's 3-7? What am I doing?
Right. Exactly. Why am I spending $200 on a ticket to see this crap?
What am I doing?
Sure. I think some people are like, you know what? If I got hit by some of that sheet metal, I could sue the billionaire.
I could
own the Cowboys.
I could get my rent paid for a year.
I could trade for Aaron Rodgers.
I could
finally get some headlines for my team.
I get a tropical smoothie for a year.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Give me a t-shirt.
So anyway, there you go. That is the latest on the Cowboys. Pieces of the stadium are now falling off. They're going to have to inspect the whole thing now, right?
You would think.
Yeah.
Well, if the looseness was exacerbated, you better inspect every square inch up there.
Yep. So there you go. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Conrad. You're next on 97. Want a ticket. Hi, Conrad.
How you doing, guys?
All right.
So I just wanted to let you know, I went to Central from 80 to 84, and the end of the world party, when I went at least, was the Thursday in May when exams ended. It was never, when I went there, it was never there for Western Central weekend.
Were they two different, there Mayfest and then the end of the world party? Were they two different things?
No. They were two different things. Mayfest was held, when I was younger there in the early 80s, it was at Salt River Acres, east of Mount Pleasant. And then it moved to the fairgrounds. And end of the world party was on the street that headed into downtown Mount Pleasant between campus and downtown, and it got progressively harder to get in. They kept shutting campus down and shutting down that area, and eventually it got where afternoon you had to prove that you were a resident of that area before they'd even let you in.
The weekend of Central and Western, though, whether it was played at in Mount Pleasant or in Kalamazoo, it brought a party with it, even if it wasn't the end of the world time. Party. Yeah, it was just a massive atmosphere. Yeah, and I feel like that atmosphere isn't there anymore because they're parking it on a Tuesday night.
Yes, and that's true. One year we went to Western, and my buddy's house was called a zoo, and we went to a party where we played quarter bounce with Jack Daniels. And the next morning I woke up, and I was nowhere near where I needed to be, and half the people I talked to had no idea where the house, the zoo, was. So I walked aimlessly for a long time before I found my way back to my buddy's house.
Well, many have been there. 248-539-9797. You know, I mean, these stories of drunken debauchery are funny, but they're also kind of scary. And I could see why schools and municipalities would want to shut it down. But there has to be a happy medium. Has to be a happy medium, doesn't there?
You would hope.
248-539-9797. All right, I wanted to get into this David Long thing. So, weird career arc here. He started 6 games this year for the Dolphins. He was named a captain. His tackle totals in the 6 games were 8, 11, 2, 4, 4, and 9. So he was making tackles in the middle of an NFL defense. And then he lost his job. They decided to bench him in favor of Anthony Walker down there. Anthony Walker goes in and starts the last few games. David Long plays a couple games on special teams and then gets waived. And I was like, is there more to this story? The Sun Sentinel of Miami had a headline called it a stunning cut. So he got waived a couple weeks ago and was still on the street when the Lions called. Now, given that he may not be, like, his last year in Tennessee, I think he started all 17 games and led them in tackles. He's only 28 years old. I guess I wouldn't expect to get a player that was deemed starting quality this year off the street to come in when you have an injury like they had to Alex Anzalone. And I also, the fact that he's a captain tells that he was respected. He was respected by teammates and the organization.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the hell this is, but I'm glad the Lions are here for it. His last 3 full seasons, not even full. He had in 2021, he only played 10 games with Tennessee, but had 75 tackles. The next year, he played 12 games, had 86 tackles. Last year with Miami, in 17 games, 113 tackles. And then, as you mentioned, this year, 38 tackles in the 8 games.
Okay, I'm sorry. Then he led Miami in tackles last year.
It wasn't Tennessee.
Yeah. Okay,
but he's a guy that is excellent against the run. He's a little diminutive in stature. He's only 5'11", 227, which I think might complement what they need coming up. When you talk about, when we've mentioned all the quarterbacks that have the ability to take off and go, and particularly the next couple of games, look, I don't know if David Long's going to suit up on Sunday or if he even suits up on Thanksgiving Day against the Bears. But if he were to, you might feel better that he's out there because he can chase those guys down.
This is a real curious signing. And I'm not convinced. Like, when you get a guy off the street, I think it's a long shot that he's going to play, except when the Lions do it now. Because they seem to find, now, the Lions, for instance, got 2 wide receivers off the street this year. One is Tim Patrick, who's kind of in the regular rotation as that, like, 4th receiver guy. And the other is Allen Robinson. I kind of expect David Long to be more like Tim Patrick than Allen Robinson as far as snap counts.
I think it's just circumstance that got the Lions David Long, because the Anzalone injury just happens at the same time. Without Anzalone getting injured, I don't think they go get David Long. And I think that, let's be honest, none of us followed the Miami Dolphins football that closely, like on a day-by-day basis, weekly basis, right?
Nope.
There's a reason why this guy was cut, okay? Or there's a reason why he was benched before he was cut.
Do we know what it is?
He wasn't playing as well. And I'm actually sitting next to, Paul Sarah's screening calls for us today, and he's a big Dolphins fan. We call him Mr. 305 here at the station, right? he told me that, he honestly just was not playing well anymore. And the Dolphins are 4-6. They're still trying to make the playoffs. They wouldn't just cut a good player for no reason. They elevated Walker to take his spot. David Long went unclaimed in waivers. That's how the Lions even got him. And I don't know what David Long's going to be here. Maybe he is productive. Maybe he suits up one day. I don't know. Or maybe he doesn't. But I think that it's probably more the latter, like Zach Ertz. You know what I mean? Like, wasn't... I know, Gator, you thought maybe Ertz might do something for the Lions. I don't think he ever even put on the uniform, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, but yeah, listen, I'm with you, Doug. Holmes seems, everything he touches seems to turn to gold, but I'm not going to say, like, this is the next, you know, great move.
When he got cut by the Dolphins, they were 2-6. And it makes me wonder a little bit if they might have been 3-6, but I got to go look at the timing of this. If he comes to Detroit, is this just like what Detroit has been for everybody? Like, I can't believe I'm here. And he gets a career rejuvenation.
Well, but he's, like I said earlier, he against the run, he grades out very well, whether it's Pro Football Focus or it's just people talking about him as a run stuffer. He grades out very well. Against the pass, that's different.
Yeah,
he's not as good. I'm looking at some article from the Miami Herald, which said he struggled against the pass. Long had a coverage grade of 39.2, according to Pro Football Focus, and got particularly gashed against the Cardinals, allowing receivers to catch all 8 of their targets for 93 yards. The Cardinal game was the one that where the Dolphins said, that's enough,
okay,
and you got to go. And so was it knee-jerk? It may have been. I don't know how much of a factor he really will be for the Lions, but
I don't either, but it seems like
it's having another healthy body added to this linebacking core that actually has pretty good experience.
It seems to me like a really good risk worth taking.
Yeah.
Like I don't know that certainly when you sign a guy off the street, there's no downside, but you start thinking about a guy that started games this year is not the quality of player I would expect to be able to get off waivers, but they got him. They will see if there's anything left. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback. Jared Goff, 130-97.1, the ticket.